So let's get into the unified field and get started, shall we?
Can you give the date, please?
Yes, the date is, what is the date? December 13th, 2018. Only 8 days away from the solstice. Almost there, almost there. I would just like to remind everybody that just like astrological transits, the periods coming into and out of a chaos node can be even more crazy temporarily. So be especially alert when you're driving because people are doing some really crazy stuff I've noticed on the freeway. So just keep grounded, keep present, and be alert. Now we're going to set the spin ratios of the fields to unify.
One. Excuse me, may I ask that we be everybody mute? There's a lot of sounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you have, take your background noise, guys, please mute. Great.
Thank you so much.
And if you want to say something, you can unmute. There. Let's set the spin ratio of the field. 1, 1. 2, 1. 3, 2. 5, 3. 8, 5. 13, 8. 21, 13. 34, 21. 55, 34. 89, 55. 144, 89. Initiate unified fields. And please allow your unified field, these balls of light around you, to extend outward, to merge with the unified fields of everyone else in this group, as if you were reaching your hands out side to side and clasping hands, creating a single unified field collectively that we hold to work through. Good. Greetings, we are the Council of One. Thank you for participating in our collective work. The focus of the work today is to create a unified field around the planet. We won't be able to hold it for very long, but it's going to start to pattern for the collective consciousness of the Earth what it would be like to have a unified field around the planet, even if only for a few minutes. Now, again, it won't be sustained, but it's imprinting into the collective consciousness the concept of having a unified field around the planet. We have said before that when there are enough people on the planet able to consistently hold a unified field, it will create a unified field around the planet that remains up. And after that, everything changes on your planet in ways that you cannot even yet imagine. So to that end, we are going to do our part in encouraging you to practice that early. And it seems that the month of the winter solstice, when so many of the dominant religions celebrate the coming of the light, is a very appropriate time to do this. We anticipate that your holidays will be peaceful this year as opposed to the rest of this year, and we hope that you will enjoy them even more with the Unity Band. Then we are going to open up the second half of our work today for requests from various ones of you. If you have something regionally in your area, now's a good time to ask for presents. we would like to help you have for your community, your area, your region that might you might feel would benefit from special attention from our group. So without further ado, let us take the collective unified field that you've created between you and bring it up to the North Pole first. And from that place, we would like you to visualize the unified field that collectively binds this group to expand. With each in-breath, you're holding it in place, and with each out-breath, you're expanding this bubble of light, this unified field, expanding it from the North Pole, expanding it until it rolls over outside the planet to the South Pole. And we're going to move to the South Pole through the center of the Earth and do the same thing. So you drop down through the center of the Earth on the axis, come out the other side at the South Pole, and hold and visualize again that unified field going all the way around the planet, all the way to the North Pole. Good. We're going to hold it there a moment. Just hold it and still all of the jaggedy emotional energy in the aura of the planet right now through the collective consciousness webs. All of the distress, the disorientation, the fear, the anger, the divisiveness, the polarity. Good. Allowing the fuchsia light, the bright, bright fuchsia light of the unity band frequency, the Christ consciousness, the Christed oversoul, to move through your collective unified field and onto the unified field you're currently holding around the planet, grids. Bright fuchsia light racing over the whole planet to engulf it. It's just the light of divine unity. It's just the light of messianic consciousness, the cosmic Christ, the Christ consciousness, the Krishna consciousness, however you wish to perceive it. Allowing the collective unified field that we hold in our group to drop through the center of the planet, through the axis again, to the North Pole. And again, allowing that fuchsia light, the light of our unified field, to engulf the entire Earth from the North Pole to the South Pole. Very good. And much as you see in those images sent from the space station of the Earth and space, of the thin green line of atmosphere over the very top of it, how tiny it is compared to what you think it is, over that is now a bright fuchsia pink light containing the earth in a unified field of light. And by moving from pole to pole, you're loosening up polarity in the collective consciousness grid. So again, bringing our grid down through the center of the earth, through the axis to the south pole, allowing our unified field to embrace through the collective consciousness grid that thinly lies above the planet, the noetic sphere, filling with unification and followed by the bright fuchsia pink light of the unity band frequency of divine unity. Allowing all to have an opportunity to consider the benefits of cooperation rather than conflict. Of working together towards a common goal. Of reaching for alignment rather than agreement. From our perspective, we see that all of you have needs that are in alignment. Every single person on the planet. And every single person on the planet may have a different idea of how to bring that about. That's not the agreement. But from our perspective, agreement might be highly overrated. As long as you're in alignment with your goals, and we would think that the most obvious ones would be the ability to survive on the planet. We would think that that would be the baseline alignment everyone could share. Everyone wants to have food and shelter. They want to have their needs met in a reasonable manner. Everyone's in agreement on those needs. So you start from what provides those needs to the most amount of people. And you won't really go wrong with any policy. Problem is that a great many lies are put about for the purpose of manipulating you in order for certain members of your society to retain power and wealth at the expense of everyone else. And once that's globally seen as an obscenity, as unethical in the extreme, but more than that, it's not practical to do anymore. Whatever other feelings you might have, it's no longer practical for a few members of your society to command the resources of the rest. Not practical in terms of continuing to survive, be able to survive in human bodies on Earth. And so by holding the unity grid in the way that we are doing today, you're allowing people a moment of grace to see the places where we are all similar rather than different. The places where we can be in alignment rather than in disagreement. Which in turn gives more of an impetus to overcome the differences between us, to come to something that we can all be in alignment with, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness on a global scale, not just for a few privileged ones, but for all. And that is something that is very much going to be the message of the infinite soul when it returns. In a very real sense, a lot of you came into bodies in this lifetime to help energetically prepare the way for the next infinite soul manifestation. to ready humanity to receive that teaching again. So we would say that you have all done admirable jobs doing that. The more work you can do collectively, because this is going to be a collective manifestation, meaning more than one individual is going to be carrying the infinite soul, the more you open up those pathways of connection that will make that more effective and possible when that entity arrives on the physical plane. Very good. Now dropping at unified field, standing on the pole. We would like you to hold it steady as we pour in more energy, the energy of divine love, the energy of divine liberation, and most of all, the energy of divine peace. The Shulamit Shalom, the peace that passeth all understanding. The peace that comes from within and shares itself without. Now, are there any requests that any of you might have? Remember to unmute your phone if you've muted it. Are there any requests for one's regions that you would like us
yes.
to hear?
Yeah, I've got a request.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who's experienced a huge amount of trouble in Lake Maggiore with Switzerland. Fourth density, negative, just brutal attack. And the whole area of Ticino in Switzerland, everybody there, is depressed, down. They don't know what's happened to their area. There's no joy in the lake. I'm just asking for requests. I mean, I've been doing everything I can. But goodness gracious, all help gratefully accepted.
Please name the area again.
It is Lake Maggiore in the county of Ticino in Switzerland, with
right.
particular respect to Manuzio, the city, which is where my friend lives.
All right, so all of us, let's go. Let's bring unity, healing energy, love, and understanding to counter the fear and the pain that this group is experiencing. Bringing our collective unified field to touch the region so that all those within the region may have an experience of contact with their essence. And the fortitude to bring themselves through this difficult time. we are going to set a different type of grid. This is a good kind of grid, very natural type of grid, to place in any region where you want the influence of the energy to be ongoing. And we call this the tree of healing because it's literally like a tree. You send tendrils of lines of light down below the region under the earth, and it stretches up and arcs over like a tree spreading its branches over an area. And from that tree will fall not leaves, but lines of light and energy that will continually feed the region. So let's plant our tree of healing in the center of this region to enclose it. Again, we're going to tunnel energy like the roots of a tree through the bottom of their ground there under the earth. We're going to stretch it into a column of light in the center of the region. It's pulsing with light, and it's going to arc up and around, creating spindle torus, enclosing their region, much of the atmosphere above it, and much of the ground beneath it. And a system like this, the way it's constructed, because it's locking into the earth and into the sky, and it's binding them together, a grid like this can last quite a while without attenuation before it needs to be reset. Most grids you will have to reestablish after a few days to a week. This one can go for as long as a month.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Are there any more requests for regions that need assistance?
I have a request.
Okay. So I've got two more requests.
So for ground stabilization here where I am in Orange County, California, and for stabilization of the fire areas for all of California.
Yeah, good one. And there's still, remember, many people that have no homes over these holiday seasons. So for this one, because it's, you have your request to have it encompass all of California, we're going to start in the Central Valley. We're going to send these tendrils or roots down, only they're not just going to go deep. They're going to go wide and tall. They're going to go the length of California. And we don't care if they go over a little bit of the border of Oregon and Mexico. Now, do we? We want to share the light. So you can be sloppy. It doesn't have to immediately adhere to the borders of the area. Let those tendrils of light go in underneath, and this is the support. This is the light that supports from below, like roots feed and nourish from below. Good. The crest of light coming from the sunken Central Valley, arching up and over, creating a spindle torus. We're going to infuse this grid with love and healing. With unity so that essence contact may be achieved, which may help some people who don't know what to do or where to go or what's going to happen to them, to help heal the trauma of all the living creatures impacted by various disasters, floods, fires, quakes in this region, all of the human life, and all of the devic life that's been harmed or displaced. Bring in unity in the unified field, the bright fuchsia light of the messianic plane. Find liberty. Find victory. Divine unity. Divine love. And divine peace. I hear another request there.
Yes, I have a request.
Yes.
For the area in and around Washington, D.C.
Always. They need it always.
But specifically, and this came to me during this meditation, the public transportation systems, including the bus routes and all the people who depend upon that transportation system regularly.
All right. Is there a threat to that at the moment?
Not that I actively know of.
Oh, you're just trying to protect people from random accidents during the chaos note. I see. Well, guess what?
Yes,
we're going to do more.
To make it safe and safer for ordinary people every day who use the public transport in that area.
Okay, we can do that. But as well as doing that, so we want a movement. A smooth and safe movement of people, ideas, communication. We might also want to infuse a great deal of divine truth and see what the politicians do with it.
Yes.
We're not sure that they would be able to know what to do with it, but it will be available nevertheless. So taking the collective unified field that we have co-created, sending down tendrils of light like the roots of a tree from the center of Washington, D.C., underneath it, all the way out to the water, all the way out into the surrounding areas of Virginia and Maryland, all the way out surrounding the beltways and all the transportation networks, keeping them safe and functional. And also opening up pathways of communication between people where there have been a lot of walls and blocks built recently. We would like to infuse into this area the essence of divine truth. The essence of divine clarity. The essence of divine unity, so that people may temporarily at least suspend the polarities within them and around them. Most of all, the energy of divine unity, bringing the unified field around the capital area. And closing all of the military installations, all of the intelligence organizations, all of the bureaucratic organizations, and keeping the lines of communication and travel and transportation between them safe, secure, and heart-based. Infusing the energy of divine liberty, divine victory, divine love, divine unity. And the clarity also so that violence might be prevented before it occurs, not merely healed after the fact. So that the healing can be internalized so that the violence does not occur. We would also request healing energy into the halls of national government, as it is sorely, sorely needed there. For all participants. And the opportunity to access essence. In divine clarity. In divine integrity. In divine wisdom. Also evoking generosity in others, generosity towards others who are not in as fortunate a position as one might be in. Compassion for other circumstances. And a support and solidarity and connection between all people. Under the aegis of spirit, an essence contact, and our intimate and inescapable spiritual connections one to the other, all of us together. And here we plant that tree of light. Any other requests?
Susanna, how about
Marianne?
How about infusing the water on the planet? Is that possible?
The way we would probably approach this issue is from the atmosphere to purify the water vapor. Because most of your hydrologic cycle is going to be from precipitation.
Okay.
So, let us bring our collective field around the planet to an area right above the planet in that thin, thin layer of atmosphere, the breathable atmosphere around this blue planet. And we are going to hold the planet within our collective field as if we were cradling it between us. And we are going to channel purity and ultraviolet through the outer part of the system. We don't want to go to the planet itself because it's too dense and too big. We would have to do that in sections, but this we can do for the whole planet. This part of it helps to purify the precipitation. But of course, there are contaminated groundwater sources, glacial sources, but this is the most efficient way to do this. But we will take your request into account and see if we can devise methods in the new year of dealing with various purification of not only your water supply, but your air supply, your food supplies, because we think that that would be useful, given the level of contamination currently. Purity, which is white with a touch of blue, alternating with ultraviolet, which is purple so deep it's almost black, like a strobe light, light, dark, light, dark, light, dark, or a camera flash. Or lightning flashes going all around the planet, purifying the water. And now loving the water, sending the energy of divine love, vibrating to every molecule of H2O in the atmosphere. And while we're at it, every molecule of air in the atmosphere, the different gases that comprise Earth's atmosphere. The oxygen, the nitrogen, the carbon, the argon, the xenon, the trace noble gases. Hold it. Hold the field. Very good. We think we should use a variation of the tree structure for a grid, the spindle torus, throughout the whole planet, but we will do that perhaps in the new year. For now, we would like to thank you for your participation. As always, it's much more valuable than you realize. When you're channeling energy through a body you have on the planet, it packs much more of a punch. And when you're working collectively, the energy is expanded exponentially. We want you all to enjoy the holidays with great love, peace, and a sense of celebration, because there is a great deal to celebrate. You're moving closer and closer to the time that you all incarnated to help facilitate. This is exciting. You might get a little stage fright, but we assure you, this is what you came here for. Thank you for your service. Okay, guys, as a reminder, it's going to get a little bit unsteady going into and out of on our solstice is on the 21st. And I also want to remind people that normally after the holidays, January is when everybody wants to get on track and on target and start getting things done that they were putting off during the holidays. But it's a little bit different during these chaos node years. Because you've just come out of the six-month chaos node, we're going to be integrating the energy we've absorbed from that. So usually, you know, we're expecting to feel cranking, like, wow, all excited about new projects and stuff in January. In chaos node years, that's more likely to happen around February, March. So don't be dismayed if you still don't feel too ambitious in January. You're going to be doing a lot of reevaluation. So, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Blessings, indeed, happy solstice, you. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever it is. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Happy Hanukkah, Festival of Light.
Happy holidays.
And thank
Merry
you
Christmas.
So much, and we'll see you in the new year. Merry Christmas, guys. Take
thank
care.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Happy holidays.
You guys. I'm so
everybody.
Thankful for you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.